I've always been able to do weird things with my voice, like just impressions or yelling or weird laughs.
With her distinctive voice, singer-songwriter Sally Ford can perform vocal somersaults. But those acrobatics are more than just tricks, they're tools to help her fight against what she says sounds all the same on the radio. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Sally Ford and the members of her band, The Sound Outside, guitarist Jeffrey Munger, drummer Ford Tennis, and bassist Tyler Tornfelt, met in 2006 while they were all trying to scrape a living in Portland, Oregon. The four started playing a few gigs in local clubs. It wasn't until they self-produced an EP in 2009 called Not an Animal that they started gathering fans to their mix of vintage rock and roll, blues, jazz, and an avant-garde attitude. Sally Ford and The Sound Outside came into Studio A to talk about and play from their debut album, Dirty Radio. Here's Where Did You Go?
Genesis of how you guys came together.
He would do street performing, busking.
You're a busker, huh? Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, I already had the band, but yeah, he joined later, like right before we played with the Avett Brothers, because we decided it would be cool to have a bigger sound.
Okay, so you just casually dropped, do a little name dropping for Avett Brothers. But I understand somebody actually knows Seth, right? Seth Avett? Somebody, a friend of Seth's?
My downstairs neighbor went to college with Seth, and yeah, he introduced me to him, and we became friends, and he asked us to open up and stuff. So.
That's kind of a big deal, because those guys play huge, huge venues, right?
Yeah, we played at some of those. It was pretty crazy.
That's awesome. You guys are moving on up. I like that. Do they join you on stage?
Oh, no, not usually.
Just to give you water, and maybe if you need a towel, right?
Actually, one time I broke a string, and I was, like, freaking out, and I think we did the song without me playing guitar. And then I think my parents were backstage, and I handed the guitar to them. And then Seth came back on stage to give me the guitar, and everyone was like,
ah! Don't know how I got here, but I know I like it here. Guess I came out of women's just what I knew. For the first time in my life, I think I really fit in. Really fit in with this crew. Cause I like it here.
I do enjoy that you do some like scatting on some of the songs, and I love the way that sounds. I mean, obviously you're not like thinking, let me write out the lyrics to Scooby Scapdip Doo.
Yeah, I mean, I think that song that has the scatting, I think it is just like a rhythmic thing. I think sometimes that's how I write songs anyway. It's like there may be words in there, but it's mostly just like I fit them to like a rhythm.
Now all I wanna do is hold your hand and tell everyone that you're my man. You like the hoo hoo fell from the sky, and now I'm finding two and I don't know why. I knew you could be a danger, because to me you are only a stranger. And now I got goosebumps and in my
That was Danger and This Crew by Sally Ford and The Sound Outside. Their debut is called Dirty Radio, which is out now. Take 5, produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.